Wisconsin's spring general elections are set for April 1st, but it turns out we don't even need an election because we have a king. And it's Lake Effect essayist Joel Habish.
Royal proclamation. As king of Wisconsin, I hereby decree... Wait, let me interrupt myself. You may be asking, hey, how's come you get to be king of Wisconsin? Good question. I made W Lord High Question Asker. Briefly, my meteoric rise to the throne came about because the electorate had become thoroughly disgusted, disillusioned, and yes, virtually disenfranchised by the rancor, vitriol, mean-spiritedness, and downright not very niceness of Wisconsin politics. Well, a number of right-thinking people representing all hues of the political spectrum in all corners of the state got together to correct the situation. The end result? While you were sleeping, so to speak, I became King of Wisconsin. Exactly why Wisconsin got a king is partly your fault. Remember these two great historical quotes addressing this very issue. One, eternal vigilance is the price of freedom. And two, you snooze, you lose. My first royal act was to have Wisconsin secede from the United States. Texas talks about it. Well, Texas talks about a lot of things. Wisconsin acts. I also staticized the Wisconsin National Guard. Next, I appointed ambassadors to Illinois, Minnesota, and Iowa. Also, while Wisconsin is a peaceful country, I am prepared to declare war on Michigan if they don't accede to my demands that the UP become part of Wisconsin. Oh, it's all legal. The Wisconsin Supreme Court justices, in a rare unanimous ruling, after a not-so-rare bench-clearing brawl, said it was about damn time. It was a bloodless coup, and it was a long time coming. There were certain things about Wisconsin that had to be fixed, and who better than a king to get things going? Now, the citizens of Badgerland never liked dictators, but we, like the rest of America, have always loved the nobility and absolutely swooned over royalty. Look at the magazine covers at the supermarket checkout lanes. Count how many of them have pictures splashed on them of Prince William, Princess Kate, the royal urchin, and Queen Latifah. Historically, in our former country, we have always bowed down to the likes of Count Basie, the artist formerly known as Prince, Baron von Raschke, and the Duke of Earl. Think of all the money that was wasted on elections of all kinds. Why, you couldn't run for Founders Day Queen in Onalaska without attracting huge expenditures from super PACs. So, instead, your beloved monarch, that's me, or I, or actually the royal we, will make all bothersome decisions for my beloved subjects. That's you. All decisions are based on the irrefutable reason of because I said so. I shall also end the schism between our two most important cities by spending the spring in my Madison Palace and the fall in my Milwaukee duplex. What about the rest of the year? Like everyone else here, I'll go up north to my lake cottage for the summer. Oh, winter? Like all other Wisconsinites, with the good sense and wherewithal, I'll be in Florida. Naples. Not bad, hey? You'd probably vote for me if you could. But you can't. Can't vote against me, either. Make no mistake about it, I am King of Wisconsin. Soon you will receive a royal invitation, actually a command appearance, to be one of the fortunate throng rejoicing amidst the pomp and circumstance of my upcoming official coronation ceremony. My state artisans are putting the finishing touches on the royal headpiece, fashioned out of a cheesehead-style foam rubber. This will be my crowning achievement. You may now begin bowing and scraping out backwards. See you at my coronation. Oh, don't forget, I'm registered at Woodman's and Menards.
Lake Effect essayist Joel Habish is a freelance copywriter who lives in West Allis. He's past president of Working Writers of Wisconsin and worked for years at ad agencies in Milwaukee and Chicago. We will take one last break and then meet the two performers that are starring in the Milwaukee Reps production of An Iliad. Lake Effect returns with James DeVita and Alicia Storin right after this.